question on that. Here's, I think it was a month or so ago, someone on the Facebook website was looking for a thing, and I sent them to, I don't remember who I told them to contact. Was it you or
I get sometimes on the, they send me messages through Facebook.
Okay.
And I respond to them.
There was one that was written to the page and nobody answered it, and it was like 2 days went by, so I answered and said, hey, I'm really not involved with it. I think I gave, I told them to get a hold of you, because you were the president.
I think well, the Facebook page, I don't do anything with Facebook at all.
I have my Scout page and the Para page that I guess I'm an administrator on, because they pop up on my on my Facebook page.
Somehow I got on there. I don't know if John did.
Might probably made you an administrator.
Don't do enough with Facebook.
I don't either, but...
But if I do get a message, because a lot of times they'll just come up in my messages, you got them from Para.
Yeah.
And then I try to respond. I usually try to get that person. I tell them to call me or whatever. And I give them my number.
Yeah. Well, here's my thinking on that. I don't want to have a Facebook ID. I deleted myself out of that thing because I found no use for it, and people were just giving me stuff, and it was a big time sink, and I just got rid of it. But if somebody else would be interested in just keeping on top of the Facebook, if we're going to have a Facebook page, somebody should be watching it and answering the questions.
Well, I get notification.
So
from
I
message.
Do, and I do too, but I don't even have Facebook on my phone. I only get on Facebook when I'm on my computer at home. That's the only place.
Facebook
I have
is for old people, and I'm not, isn't it?
I still have it because that when we did our sale, that was most of our advertisement was done on Facebook, on our troop page.
Yeah. So I think it's probably good to have it, but it's not something I want to take on. So if somebody else would just want to be the Facebook monitor to just keep an eye on it and respond
to
people.
I'm sort of keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, like I said,
but I don't want to be in charge of posting stuff or anything like that.
I guess a secretary would normally fall to me, but
well, we don't. If we have an event or something going on, I could probably make a post.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't done enough to figure it out yet.
Yeah,
I've looked at it, but I haven't actually sat there and figured out how to edit and put new content on there.
Well, see, I know how to do that because of the troop count.
Yeah, see, but now if someone puts a message on there, I get the message, then I try to I'll follow up with the message to that individual.
I think that's how you contacted me, because I was looking, and my wife's on it all the time. I don't know how to run it myself.
I think it might have been you.
And then you had called.
Yeah.
And then we talked and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how that went. Because I was like, well, how did Darren know how to get a hold of me? And she said, well, I put something up on the Facebook. And I said, oh, well, he must get it. I just took for granted you were on. I didn't know.
I get it. It comes up.
At the time, but yeah.
Because it says parrot. And I was like, oh, okay, I got a message. And I click on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what kind of controls you have, but two times I got into Facebook. One, just to check on my kids because they were still in high school. And then after that, I got into it 7 years later. But all I remember is people were coming out of the woodwork, people that I haven't seen since high school that I hardly knew in high school, and they wanted to have a relationship. And I just, people sending me recipes.
I don't put new people on my page.
Is there ways to shut all that off and be anonymous or something? Like just, I don't know. But
I very seldom post anything to Facebook personally. I never put a picture of my shack on there like some people do. The only thing what that does is like,
yeah,
go break in there.
Well, that's what I always
thought. I have a neighbor license plate. They'll go on vacation.
I don't want to put my call sign on my license plate.
Because yeah.
That's not good to do.
Yeah.
Look in the database of that person's address and they see, oh, KB3QKR is in Florida. His house is in Pennsylvania. It must be empty. Let's go to his house. Yeah. I don't like the advertising my call sign on my vehicle.
I got mine on. Yeah, mine's on there. Yeah, my daughter made it.
One more related issue on that is as far as new members and stuff. Some organizations, they give each member like a number, and you get a membership card or something. Then when you each time you renew, you know, I don't know if we need to get that formal or not, but
I think it's too much work for you.
Yeah.
Keep track of numbers and that.
The more supplies, you're gonna have to get cards, and then you have to print them out and put numbers on them, and then you got to keep track of whose numbers. And you have somebody that's a member for a year, do you delete their number and give it signed to somebody else?
Yeah, that's a pain because they did that here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's too much work for nobody. Nobody sees the need for membership cards or anything like that. So, Okay. But what do you think of the business card idea? If everybody just had a standard card.
Yeah.
Do you folks also run into that situation where you meet somebody in the store or someplace and you
want to? I've met a guy down at HRO in Delaware, and I lost his contact information because all we did was write down a piece of paper, and I lost it.
Yeah.
And that I met him down. We was down Delaware. It's right after I became a ham, because he was new. I was probably in for a couple months, and he just got his license, and we were both shopping at HRO that day.
Yeah.
And we got talking. And
I got a program that I print my business card with.
Yep.
So you do something like that.
Hey guys, yeah. I got a family thing going on here.
Yep, I think we covered everything we had to. So
we'll call this meeting adjourned. It really wasn't a meeting since we didn't have a quorum, but thanks for attending.
We generated some good ideas here. Yep. Got some good input, so.